Medicinal cannabis is legal in all Australian states and territories. It can be lawfully prescribed as a last resort medicine for certain patients. So why are up to 100,000 Australians reportedly accessing medicinal cannabis on the black market?
Flight 2002 travelling through to Tamworth.
Tamworth local Lucy Haslam is many things. She's a retired nurse, a wife, a mother, and the executive director and co-founder of United in Compassion. Lucy and her late son Dan founded United in Compassion together in 2014, an organisation aiming to achieve legal access of medicinal cannabis for all Australian patients who need it. Dan was just 20 years old when he was diagnosed with stage 4 bowel cancer.
Cannabis was really the only medicine, and we tried them all. It was the only medicine that stopped his chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting.
Dan couldn't legally access the medicine, so Lucy was forced to seek it illegally.
I'm not someone who makes a habit of breaking the law. My husband had been in the drug squad for most of his 35-year career in the police.
In 2015, Dan died at the age of 25.
When Dan passed away, even though it was looking favourable to changing the law in Australia, it was still, you know, against many barriers.
Medicinal cannabis is essentially an approved, unapproved medicine. The government tends to view medicinal cannabis as a herbal medicine of last resort.
The stigma of cannabis and how it's been painted as causing psychosis and causing violence and all of these things, it was never based really in sound science.
That's Justin Sinclair, a research fellow at Nickham Health Research Institute at Western Sydney University. While significant progress has been made in improving patient access, there's still a long road of reform ahead.
Even though it started out as Dan's journey, it's certainly the journey of many other Australians at the moment.
I'm Sinead Nolan from UTS Central News.